Hot 105 with us this morning from the Gullah Geechee Group. We have with us Sherry Suttles. Good morning. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you today?
Thank you. Good. Good to be here.
And we also have John Burton. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you. How are you today?
Quite well. Tell me about the Gullah Geechee Group.
The Gullah Geechee Group was formed in 2009 as a nonprofit supplement to the federal government creation of the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor Commission. It was determined that this cultural people and language and religion was becoming extinct, and the federal government has elevated it to a preservation status, and we're a nonprofit to help them do that.
You have a celebration. It's the first annual Minday Film and Cultural Arts Festival, and it's going to be happening here in South Florida.
That's correct. Florida, which is part of the corridor, would welcome this as well. And we've started actually in St. Augustine, October 29, and then we headed south, thanks primarily to community activist Ken Knight, who left us last August. This is in memory, in part, to him.
This film and cultural festival will take place at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Miami, 6161 Northwest 22nd in the heart of Liberty City. What time do you kick off on Saturday, and what's going to happen?
The kickoff is at 10 a.m. From 10 to 10:30, we will have greetings, welcome. We have an African drummer, Atoja, a dancer, Narsha, coming to bring greetings to people who arrive. We will have the traditional libation to ancestors. And from there on, we start with a film and then a demonstration, a film and demonstration. It's a very unique film festival because we're bringing live performances.
Tell me about some of the films that you're going to be showcasing.
First one of that morning is The Language You Cry In, which is a very touching, moving story of the Georgia Geechee people reuniting with the Sierra Leone West African people where they trace their roots through a song. We have a basket weaver from Georgia. He's got a wonderful village, Geechee Kunda Village, and it's unusual, but there are men who weave these baskets too, sweetgrass baskets. Another film, The Keeper of the Gate. We have a live blacksmith coming from Charleston area. This is a long tradition in our culture to do ironworks. And then we have a very interesting film called When Rice Was King. And it shows how rice, even before cotton and indigo, is what the enslaved people brought to this country, harvested, and made us very wealthy as a nation on rice.
And Mr. Burton, tell us the significance of the film When Rice Was King.
When Rice Was King, the similarity to it is that the rice, the particular rice, that technology that they brought to this country had been practiced in Africa for more than 2,000 years. There's a correlation between the time that the rice was being cultivated and the migration of Israelites that were living in exile that had settled along that western coast. I've been doing some research and I found maps of that particular time period from the 1700s, 1777, and it specifically named certain regions as being Judah, or as the French called it, Ouida. Now, that's significant because this shows that the bringing of the Gullah Geechee and the Mende to Charleston was the beginning of the fulfillment of Deuteronomy 28 and 68.
Now, I would like to add one of our other live performances will be given by a man named Andrew Rodriguez, who is a lawyer by training, but who has, like John, done the history of this rice. And he's going to speak to that in memory of his wife, who was supposed to have come to us doing her quilt making. She had a quilt on the inaugural parade of President Obama. It is now in the Smithsonian Institute. She passed away last December. Him and his two daughters, her two daughters, will be coming here from South Carolina as well, from Georgetown, will be coming down.
Is there a cost to attend the film festival?
No, we're offering this to the Miami Liberty City people and community for free of charge. There will be hopefully some vendors, products, and food that you can purchase. Come in and see these live demonstrations and to see these wonderful films. There is no charge. We offer some of different films and some of the same performances in Fort Lauderdale. And there is a $10 per block, two-hour block, every 2 hours. There are Gullah Geechee films and there are films from around the world that will be shown there at the Cinema Paradiso, and that is a cost. Friday evening and Saturday, we do have some in the afternoon, evening in Fort Lauderdale, yes. And because it's free, I mean, where can you go anywhere and see this kind of culture live and on film, no charge.
Is there a contact number for more information?
954-668-1518. 954-668-1518. In addition to a tribute to Ken Knight, we are doing this service in service to the 9 martyrs who were slain in the church in Charleston last June. That's the AME Church. I've sent out special invitations to the AME priests. parishioners to come out and join with us in a special discussion about what happened that day.
It's the Gullah Geechee Group, Inc., presenting the Mende Film and Cultural Arts Festival Saturday at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Miami. We are speaking to Sherry Suttles and John Burton. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.